This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. You can tell. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for being part of the solution. I always do appreciate that a lot more than you think. And I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I know that you could listen to about 3,000 other shows, but you've chosen this one. And that's a big deal. I do appreciate that. You know, some of you have written me. I'll just jump into this part of it. Some of you have written me that, you know, you're kind of in despair. You don't know what to do. You can't believe what's going on. You might as well believe it because it's there. It's right in front of your face. But I keep coming back to the same thing I've talked about for a long time on the show. And some of you have already heard it, so bear with me. Some of you not so much. You know, this isn't the first time we've been in this kind of situation. Remember, we had Barack Obama for 8 years. I realize this has been ratcheted up. You got so much outside influence on this, on the election, and on what's going on. And it's not good, not right. But we've been in a worse situation. Again, I go back to our founding fathers. I go back to not just that, but if you think about it, Civil War, other wars and issues that we've had over the years. So this is not a. I don't want to say this is not bad, because it is. But it's not a first for us, if you would. We've been through this stuff before. And we'll go through it again, probably. But what's always brought us through this is a couple of things. One is whether you believe it or not, what's brought us through this is our belief in God. We were fighting for different reasons. We weren't just fighting for ourselves. Like, that's the funny thing about it. People don't realize. If you're the highest thing on the menu, you know, on the food chain, you're it, there's nothing else, then everything you do, you're going to do for you. They're not going to do, come on, let's be honest about it. You're not going to do it for anybody else. You're going to do it for you. And when you are it, when you are the man, the woman, God, then why bother? Why do you care? What do you care what anybody else thinks? Or what else you're going to do what's right for you? You're going to do what's right for you and yours. And you may not even do what's right for yours if you would. Right? Some of you aren't. And at least if you've got a God to look up to, you've got a God to answer to, not a God, but the God. There's going to be a whole different. It's going to be the whole different way that you approach and do things. And courage. Our American soldiers, our true Americans, true patriots, are known for their courage and their stubbornness and their love for country and their love for freedom, not just for us. We fight wars in other countries because we want them to have the freedom that we've enjoyed. Think about it. We don't go there for, I know the popular thing to say is, we go over there to get their oil, their goods, their whatever, whatever, whatever. It's not true. We may have done that in the past. But you tell me what war we've gone to recently that we came back with the spoils. You know, if you think about how powerful we were in World War II. We had the most powerful bomb on the planet. We could have gone to every country and said, get in line or you won't exist anymore. Right? They saw it. They saw what was happening. They saw what we did. But we didn't do that. We're not that kind of country. Now, some say, you know, some historians say that we saved millions of lives by doing what we did, dropping those bombs. Others say it's not true. I don't know about you guys, but I'm not an expert, so I'm not going to weigh in. From what I've read and from what I believe, we did save millions of lives. The Japanese truly would have fought to the death. They were vicious. Not nasty people. Remember, when we're talking about this stuff, and this is about the people necessarily we're talking about. It's the governments that start these things. It's the governments that browbeat these people to get in the positions they're in. Just don't let them get away with it. That's why it's so important to get involved in the political process. And please don't send me an email that says, look how good it did us. They're afraid. When you're afraid and you're fighting for your power, you're going to do something stupid big time. This isn't over yet. Trump may not be president, but this isn't over yet. Facebook and Twitter are so afraid of the walk away movement that they pulled down all their pages. They systematically went through and started finding people that walked away from the Democrat Party for the reason that they did with their videos that they put up, and they're gone. And they're so full of themselves that they think that that isn't going to get that core group of people even matter. Or more mad, whatever the proper English is. So they have awoken or woken up or woke the average person who really wanted to believe in government. Yeah, well, you guys did it to yourselves. A lot more coming up after the break. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There are so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. Almost. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution, right? Not what we want, ultimately. Come on, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Always a pleasure to have you with me. A pleasure to have you as part of the show. I know you guys have been inundated this week, and some of you are feeling, like I said earlier, like, how are we going to overcome? And I keep saying, I know you don't want to hear it, but you know what? We've been in a worse situation over the years. Civil War, Revolutionary War. And as long as we maintain, as long as we don't get as stupid as they are, we will win this. We will take this back from them. This is not what the American people wanted. We all know that. The left can't admit to it, because if anybody on the left admits to the fact that this is not what the American people wanted, then they have to admit to the fact that they cheated, as they did. So now Joey B is saying that there might be a few thousand National Guard troops, well, not permanently stationed there, but hanging out in D.C. to keep the peace, at least through March. Now, I've been told from some people behind the scenes that something big is coming down in March. So I'm curious as to what, where March plays in this, and why March? The National Guard is in the process of meeting with various federal agencies to determine their requirements for troops to stay beyond January. Planning is underway, but no final decisions have been made. Around 25,000 guardsmen deployed to Washington, D.C. ahead of 25,000. Did you catch that number? 25,000 for the most popular president ever, right? This is what they keep telling us. He has to be the most popular president. No, all joking aside, I mean, the guy was held up in a basement for the whole time. Couldn't keep his thoughts together. Couldn't argue a point because he couldn't stay on point. Couldn't get 16 people to show up to a free meet and greet, you know, we get free hamburgers. And yet he won by big numbers. So why would they need 25,000 guardsmen? And I still take exception when they say that the siege on June 6th was by pro-Trump supporters. Because since then, I wish these news sources would be real about it. Since then, they have found that many of those people that they arrested, saw on TV, and done facial recognition on, were not Trump supporters. They were actually Antifa and BLM people. Ceremony went off with only a few minor arrests. About a dozen guard troops were removed from their posts after being vetted by the FBI, including two who made extremist statements about the event. Think about that. A dozen were removed from their posts after being vetted by the FBI. You could stop right there. They must have been hardcore Trumpers or Trump supporters, including two who made extremist statements about the event. I'd like to know what those statements were. Because remember, what they, it's like everything else. What they call, you know, an immigration policy is not what we call an immigration policy. The non-policy. You know, and the FBI calling some of these groups extremists is just amazing to me. In a statement Thursday, the National Guard said about 7,000 troops would remain in Washington through the end of the month. But some city and federal authorities say that the protesters might return to Washington in early March. Well, they bring them back out if she's so nervous. Right? On the original... Now, they're worried they're going to come back on March 4th, the original inauguration date. Six other states left the Union after Abraham Lincoln was elected in November. And before his inauguration on March... There was a period known as secession winter. The 20th Amendment moved the inauguration to its present date of January 20th. Franklin Roosevelt was the first president sworn into office on that date when he began his second term. Now, before the ratification of the 20th Amendment in 1933, the new president was not sworn in until March following the election. That seems like an awful long time, doesn't it? A long time to do damage, let alone anything else. Lawmakers from both political parties were fuming this week when, after learning that the troops were forced to take rest breaks outside the Capitol. Pictures came in of the guardsmen camped in a cold garage, which prompted bipartisan calls for an investigation. They're just going to have to set up a permanent investigation department. Because it seems that that's all they do. Right? I'm sorry. There's so many stories, so many things that I could do and talk about. But I'm not surprised by some of these. Some of you send me stories during the break or during the week. And they're timeless, so I can do them anytime I want to. But what I really find funny and or not surprising is Roman Catholic bishops now are alarmed by the misguided Biden executive order. Right? This is his religious team. This is the group he says he belongs to. Roman Catholic bishops criticized on Friday President Biden's recent executive order on applying anti-discrimination protection to certain groups, arguing it didn't properly account for religious liberty and furthered false theories of human sexuality. Now listen, first let me start off by saying no human should be disrespected. Okay? Shouldn't browbeat any one of these people. But I will say, the medical field has a name for it, right? It's gender dysphoria. And on top of that, science and biology say a male is a male and a female is a female. Doesn't matter what you think. Doesn't matter what you feel like. It doesn't matter what you want to feel like. And we've come to a point in society now, and I've said this a million times, you can't say anything is right and or wrong. My first chapter in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can find it up on Amazon if you want. If you order it from me, I'll sign it, send it to you, write you a note, whatever. But the first chapter is about absolutes. You can't have absolutes, because the minute you have absolutes, you have a right and wrong. If you have a right and wrong, you have to fess up to something not being correct. You're doing the wrong thing. More about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed a lawsuit Friday to block President Biden's new order halting almost all deportations for the next 100 days, accusing the new administration of overstepping executive powers. Paxton's lawsuit is one of what's likely to be a stream of litigation against Mr. Biden's early moves. Former President Trump faced a similar swarm of lawsuits from Democrat-led states during his term, particularly on immigration matters. the economy the focus of the Biden administration on the second full day of his presidency, Biden talking about his Build Back Better economic recovery plan.
Our national strategy puts on us on a war footing to aggressively speed up our COVID-19 response, especially on vaccines and testing and reopening our schools.
USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Sorry, just love this stuff. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room. Texting you, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I'm just going through some crazy stories that we need to tie up from the week. I usually go over stories we've already done, but a lot of them are long gone. No need to be repeated. But I like this because the Catholic bishops, you know, they're going off to Joey B big time. And they should, and they should continue to. Look, you cannot say you are part of a group or a club or whatever. It's like I always say, you can't be a professing Buddhist and follow Christ. Be a Christian if you would. Right? You can't claim to be a Muslim, but you, let me see, you go to a mosque and you adhere to the Torah, the Jewish scriptures. I mean, seriously? It just doesn't work that way. And I've got people I know that claim to be Christians but couldn't find the Bible to save their life and really just see it as they're following a guy that showed a lot of love. And we can get into all that later on, but that doesn't cut it. And I grew up in Catholicism. I grew up in Roman Catholicism. It was a little different. All right? So you believe or. And that's what I find amazing here. You look at Pelosi. Yes, I am judging a little bit. Get over yourselves. You look at Pelosi, Joey B, and a few others. They don't adhere to any principles. Can somebody send me a clip of Joe Biden actually saying, because you can almost get away with this. If Joe Biden say, look, I believe in the sanctity of life, and I believe, my Bible, my religion teaches me, my relationship with God says this is wrong. That we shouldn't be killing babies in the womb. But this nation is not a Roman Catholic nation, so to speak. It's not what our laws are. We are in the freedom. People have a right to make a decision. So my personal preference would be not to allow abortion. However, I mean, if you went down that road, you almost could say, okay, I got what he's saying. But that's not the road he goes down. Him and Pelosi, there's nothing there. There's no fruit of the Spirit, as the Bible says. show me the accident, the things that he's doing and that she's doing that show that they really believe what they're being taught in church. And Trump was no saint either, don't get me wrong. But let me tell you what, again I say, Nancy, you're already a multimillionaire. Where do you donate your check? Joey B., you got four mansions. Where are you donating your check? Hypocrites. When Nancy Pelosi says, you know, she was arguing with somebody a few weeks ago, and she says, we take care of the poor. We take care of the hungry. That was a lie, a flat-out lie. She didn't mean we. She should have said, I don't know what you're talking about. We use your tax money to feed the sick and the poor and blow a lot of it and put it on bad programs that actually don't work, where the money almost doesn't even get to where it needs to go. Yeah, you heard me. That's what she should have said. That would have been more truth. You know, as a Christian, the Bible doesn't compel me to force the government to give money to the poor. It tells me to take care of them. Not you, me. And you, if you're a Christian or you're a Bible believer. But the point is, it doesn't tell me to compel government to do anything. All right, I got to calm down. There we go, right? Now, this makes people crazy. I get emails afterwards, stop. Just stop. You can't have it both ways. You can't tell me that you want me to believe in science. You want me to give in to real science. Right? And then tell me to throw biology out the window. It won't be long before they change biology. They'll make changes to it. They'll make it look like everything's okay and fine. And this is the way it works. Right? That these cells are confused. But when you think about it, again, back to Joe needs to spew or to speak what his belief system is. And he can always say, the caveat is, I don't make public decisions based on my private religious beliefs. You almost couldn't argue with that. Almost. The bishop said that the Wednesday's order, it threatens to infringe the rights of people who recognize the truth of sexual differences or who uphold the institution of lifelong marriage between one man and one woman. This may manifest in mandates that, for example, he wrote health, care, conscience, rights, or needed and time-honored sex-specific spaces and activities. Now, signed by the bishops from across the country, the statement represents another sharp disagreement. Church leadership's had the second U.S. president to identify as Roman Catholic. Yeah, remember, John Kennedy was a big deal when he was running. It would have been for me. Big deal for him. Because even the people around him, even his Dems and others, they were worried that he would have to serve two masters. That he would have to do what the Pope said and the American people, and he'd have to figure out a way to make it happen. And it shows you how people of faith, or I should say non-faith, because I don't believe any of those people have any faith to believe, real faith, if you would, because they don't understand how it works. It's real to me. Right? It is real to me. I have to abide by the laws of the land and the laws of God. And that's a fine line sometimes. And sometimes if I think it's detrimental to being the school board, if I truly believe it's detrimental to kids, it's going to hurt kids, then that's how I vote. The parents, the constituents, voted me in to take care of their children, to make sure their children got a good, solid education so they could go on to college or go on to life and be a productive citizen. They did not elect me to make sure that moral values, as the world sees them, because you don't base your moral values on general consensus. But moral values is what they didn't hire me, if you would, vote me in, hire me to instill moral values on their kids, what's right and wrong and that kind of stuff. That's done at the home. Period. I mean, you have such a chasm, such a wide area between how parents feel. Bullying is one of the toughest ones to get your to nail down. You've got parents that don't want their kids playing football because they think it's a bully sport. And it is. You bully and scare the crud out of the guy on the other side of the line from you. You want him to believe that you're going to pummel him, and you're going to pick on him to make it happen. There's nothing wrong with that. It's healthy. It's competition. Teaches them how to cope, how not to be afraid. You know, somebody said the other day, so I can't even take credit for it, but the truth is, remember the saying, sticks and stones might break my bones, but words would never hurt me? What happened to that? Now, I realize there's things that people can say to you that kind of cut you a little bit. But it shouldn't be to the point where it devastates you. Look, I didn't go through what the black community went through, but as an Italian kid out of the city. I mean, come on, think about that. In the 70s. Out of the city, downtown Boston, I move out to the suburbs. This is foreign. You might as well move me to a different planet, right? And I get there, and I make all kinds of stupid mistakes. Because I'm used to the city kids. And I got a ration of crud from these people. I joke about it all the time. You know, I had Bondo all over my car. I know speaking the English too good. Couldn't date their girls. I kept looking for that branding mark of theirs, but I couldn't find it. You know, but you go through all this stuff. I believe it makes you stronger. I didn't curl up in a ball, go hide somewhere. I had family members around me that didn't say, well, that Joe, that's just nasty. You shouldn't let that. You should go tell the teachers about it. No, my uncle's favorite saying with me was, Joe, there's stupid people all over the place. There's ignorant people that are going to be in your life everywhere. There's going to be mean people in your life. Okay? You can't let them get to you. You blow it off, and you move on. Probably the best advice I ever got on a regular basis. I think he ended it, though, with, or I'll pummel you. I think that was it. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property, or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer.
You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com. And if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A couple of nitwits.
Probably. So there's a conversation going on in the chat room about, you know, as you get older, your friendships are getting smaller. Ain't that the truth? In this day of what's happening, everyone wants to blame it on COVID. I guess if that makes you happy, whatever. Not truthful, but it makes you happy. In the day of COVID, you know, we've got people dying. They're saying it's because they couldn't get the care or they had it or whatever. You know, I'm not going to argue that. They're gone. And they're friends. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5562. We really do appreciate the time you're spending with us, the time that you're involved, that you're engaged. I really do appreciate it more than you know. And you really do need to be engaged, whether it's my show or somebody else's, at least have an inkling, a clue as to what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I'm telling you, I like this. I like changing the song for the VP. Are you guys with me? Because, you know, we've got, before I introduce her, is it Camel or Camilla? Carmilla, whatever, I'll get it right. The Washington Post, they removed an unflattering tidbit about Vice President Kamala Harris. They republished a new version of the story. They published a new version of the story that's friendly to the Democrat media, darling. They eventually restored a link to the original after they got widespread irritation and backlash. Reporter Eric Bohm noticed that the edit and took the Post to task in a scathing breakdown of the situation. When the Washington Post published a 2019 campaign trail feature about then-presidential hopeful Kamala Harris, her close relationship with her sister, it opened with a memorial anecdote. I'm sorry. A memorable anecdote in which Harris bizarrely compared the rigors of the campaign trail life to life behind bars. Come on. How would she know? I'm asking for a friend. How would she know? And then she proceeded to laugh. An idea of a inmate begging for a sip of water, calling it an extremely cringeworthy moment, and painted Harris in a negative light. That's not the only one she had, though. Right? Think about her giggle when she put people to jail for smoking dope when she was doing it herself. Right? I mean, seriously. Now that Harris is vice president, the awful moment has vanished. Because apparently that doesn't exist anymore. Like Joey B's, sexual assault on a woman, it doesn't exist anymore. Joey B's racism, as she called it, doesn't exist anymore. Right? The original Post featured 2019, a tale of Harris comparing campaigns to prisons to her sister. When making a point that finding time to relax on the campaign trail is similar to prisoners seeking food and water. It's just amazing, right? She was explaining to her sister on the 4th of July, and she said that she'd been recounting how in the days before the Democrat debate, life had actually slowed down to a manageable pace. Maya and the rest of the team had spent 3 days prepping, she said, for that contest. They were on I love this stuff, because it doesn't, well, who cares? They were on a beach, in a beach-facing hotel suite, where they closed the curtains to blot out the fun. Yeah, because they wanted to feel like prisoners. But for all the hours of studying policy, practicing the zingers that would supercharge her candidacy, the trip allowed for a break in an otherwise all-encompassing schedule, right? I mean, and even with all that practice, did she really get in the zinger? Seriously? Most of what they zing has to do with racism, equality, equity. I mean, seriously. I actually got sleep, Kamala said, sitting in the Hilton conference room. You know, it's just amazing. See, that kind of stuff, Kamala said, between sips of iced tea, which was up. This is supposed to be a beautiful little story about her. She said, I mean, in some ways it was a treat, Maya said. Not really. See, it's a treat that a prisoner gets when they ask for a morsel of food, please, Kamala said. Can you believe this? It's a treat that a prisoner gets when they ask for... They get fed 3 times a day. You know, you're in prison for a reason. I hate to say it. But you did something wrong. You don't get rewarded for doing something wrong. You're getting free medical care. You're getting 3 meals a day. You're not getting rained on. There's usually air conditioning and heat in the place. Boy, you get clean sheets. Terrible. Just terrible. Eye care. Teeth care. Just amazing. And she made fun of the whole situation. She said it's a treat that a prisoner gets when they ask for a morsel of food, please. Now, she said that while she was shoving her hands forward as if clutching a metal plate, her voice now trembling like an old British man. Locked in one of those old jail cells. Right? I mean, think of the picture they're trying to paint here, and they let her get away with it. That's the sick part about all this. They're so into these people. They love these people so much, they're willing to let them get away with anything. And the sad part about it, the woman that everybody rejected in the primaries for the Democrats, the people that really have a say in this, the ones that should have had a say, I should say, the one that came in dead last because the Democrat, rank-and-file Democrats did not want her, is now your VP, probably soon to be your P. Yeah, it didn't come out right, did it? No, really, think about it. She will be the president. Joey B is not going to make it through 4 years of this. I'm not wishing death on him or anything else. Just stating fact. You know? Okay, get that link I talked about earlier from HHS. The memo came through. It says, release them all immediately. Email to ICE officers reveals the chaos after Biden halted deportations. Right? Stop all removals as of midnight. That's how the message went down. But they weren't told how or what to do. Right? Joe Biden's first day in office, the Department of Homeland Security issued a sweeping directive calling for a 100-day pause on deportations. Now, I guess on the Tucker Carlson show tonight, there was an internal email sent to ICE officers, and he got one. And it reads as such. As of midnight tonight, stop all removals. The email reads, this includes Mexican bus runs, charter flights, and commercial removals. All cases to be considered. Right? No removal in the foreseeable future. The email goes on to say, release them all immediately. No sponsor available. Is not acceptable any longer. Wow. The law says you're supposed to have a sponsor. They're lawless. Lawless. Soulless and godless, and they show it every day. The official sent the email noted that he was just the messenger. Wonder what that means. He explained the directive, in other words, it wasn't his idea, it came from Joe Biden. Right? Now, the memorandum from the Biden administration to halt deportations didn't call for the people here illegally to be released from detention. So we made some calls. We learned that the Department of Homeland Security is currently hammering out how to enact the memorandum. So they always made fun of Trump for these memorandums that he sent out, for these edicts that he sent out, and how he created chaos. And Joey's first big one, nobody sat down to think it through. Think about what everything else is going to be like. It created complete chaos in HHS, right? Do they deport? Do they not deport? Do they deport the ones that are here illegally? But the one, I mean, think about it. Think about it. They gave them no direction whatsoever. This is going to be the norm, right? All right. So in the last moments here, you guys, you got to be strong. You can't let this get you down. I saw in the chat room, and it's true. Happiness is just a momentary state. I'm always happy when I pack down a good, big dinner, ending up with a hot fudge sundae. Very happy for the moment. But later on, when I'm burping up that food, and I see that the scale is getting moving up, and I have to button my pants more often, I'm not very happy. I mean, seriously. Grab one thing. Grab one thing that just turns you on in the heart, that you want to deal with, a topic, an issue, something in with your local government, and fight for it. Make sure it happens. That won't make you happy, but it'll make you joyful, and you'll feel a sense of pride. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side. God bless. Have a great weekend.